dude. We're about to go live here. All right, 1, 2, 3. Hello, sir. Francis, welcome to Control Talk. Now, your smart buildings video cast and podcast. This is episode 241 for the week ending October 1st, 2017. That's right, folks. It's October, which basically demands means the man, the myth, the legend is watching football, playing paddle tennis, and occasionally getting out to play golf when he's not taking care of all his customers. So with that, please join me in welcoming to the show the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Kenny Smyers, the Renaissance man from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kenny, welcome to the show. Big dog.
I'm going to have to let you do my eulogy if and when that comes. But
I'll tell you what,
ever gotten. So I did keep up the good work there. Last week, I was the smartest man in North America. So,
dude, I tell you what, man, don't forget, don't even be thinking about a eulogy, man. If you die on us, man, the control trans community is going to kill you. So you can't do that, man. Hey, dude, you know, we've been accused of a lot of things, Kenny, and probably the only thing that really is accurate is that we are swag lovers. You send us swag, we'll wear it on the show. As a matter of fact, because our friend Jeff Haupt from Automated Integrated out of Oklahoma City sent us these really, really cool hats. Not only is he a great integrator, smart systems integrator, he's got great taste, and he's got the two perfect heads to put these hats on.
There you go. Automation Integrated was one of the Master Systems Integrators of the Year last year. So, I mean, they quite a company, quite a staff, and just a very competent group of people. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, thank you very much. So that would be our first shout out to Jeff Haupt from Automation Integrated. And you got some other shout outs this week, right, Kenny?
I do indeed, Eric. We got several people are celebrating really long career anniversaries, and get there right away here. We have, we'll start out with Pat Marcella.
Pat.
And he's celebrating his 30th year at M&M Controls, but not to be undone. Same with Paul Burke. They both celebrated their 30 years with M&M Controls.
Well, I tell you what, if you haven't had an opportunity to meet Pat Marcella and Mr. Burke, they're two of the greatest people in our industry. Pat, we've known for years, the Italian Stallion. Pat is one of the all-time great people in our industry. Very sort of calm, low-key. Started his career at Honeywell. M&M Controls, if you're lucky enough to be around the Baltimore, sort of mid-Atlantic area, they're your distributor for Honeywell and Johnson Controls and other products. And, of course, Paul Burke, man, super, super bright technical guy. So can't say enough about those guys. Trivial question about Pat Marcella. What sport do you think Pat played semi-professional at, was a semi-pro at?
Well, I know he's a heck of a football player, and
he probably could have played football. That's not it, but let's just say he's baseball. One of the boys of summer.
Baseball.
Yeah, I think he told me once he was in the Philadelphia Phillies, if I'm not mistaken, farm system for a while. So when you see Pat, tell him Ken and Eric said hello, and tell him to stop getting so damn old.
All right. We also got a shout out to Andrew Fletcher. He started a new position as sales representative at Honeywell. We have Eric Dunn, who is now director of sales for Intesis Software, which is a great communication company out of Spain, I believe. They make communication devices and routers. And then we have, let's see, one more. Serene Al-Mamen, who has 4 years at Senseware.com. She's celebrating her fourth anniversary year. So well done, guys and girls.
Control Trend. Shout outs. And I tell you what, I've got one too, Kenny, a guy you know. He came by and visited us for the first time in his new capacity, which is Mike Noble at Honeywell. Mike's gotten a promotion. He is, I think, handling the East Coast or whatever for Honeywell now, and a super great guy. You know, met Mike early on, but it's been a few years since I've seen him. Great guy. Honeywell is, we mentioned before, we think they've been sort of re-gearing up. If you listen to the podcast last week, you heard us talk about, you know, Ed Merwin talking about the Honeywell Center in Atlanta and all the exciting stuff that's coming down. And Mike Noble, we're pleased to really be working with Mike and Team Honeywell.
You know, Eric, I think his section of the United States now is the South. So he takes from they rerouted their territories. I think he goes from the East Coast to the West Coast. And he has the Southern states. So he's got California, Southern California, Texas, all the way down to your Georgia and Florida.
Well,
he used
to
be our rep. He's a good rep. Yeah, he'll take good care of you.
Great
and he's a very technically savvy too.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal. Well, I tell you what, Kenny, I want to just, before we start to get into some of the posts this week, you know, a couple things. Probably going to be a little bit shorter show this week. Our guest this week is the one and only Kenny Smyers, or he could say our guest this week is Eric Stromquist. So it's me and Kenny.
The we're
going a little old school. We're hopefully you'll be watching the video as well as listening to the podcast this week. So we're going a little bit old school, using the format we used back in the early days. So, you know, a little nostalgic, walk down nostalgia lane. Secondly, probably won't have a show next week. I, Kenny, am going to New York City to study with a photographer that I admire. So I'll be out on the streets of New York trying to learn how to take better pictures. So that means we probably won't have a show next week unless I can figure out how to do that. So
understood.
So we got that going on.
We're still coming off the a very strong viewing performance from our last our podcast listeners who really enjoyed the interview with Ed Merwin. That was a very, very good, you know, update on what's happening with Niagara and some of the new people. So that was, that'll make up for what we missed this week.
Well, and you, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that podcast, it was last week's episode, episode 240, and Ed just goes into, you know, new product releases Tritium's getting ready to come out with and some great stuff. But Ed, if you haven't met Ed yet, we call him the great communicator. You know, he has a way of explaining things. He's a very bright guy. He started in the field at Honeywell, so he really understands applications. He has, you know, he started out back in the days in pneumatics, so he's seen the transitions, a lot like Ken Sinclair, so he has that perspective. But, you know, one of the coolest things, I thought, Kenny, was that we asked Ed point blank, you know, what are some applications that Tritium's being used for that most people don't even consider, that sort of low-hanging fruit, unique applications that, that as a systems integrator you can make money on. He gave us some of those, which was awesome. And then Ed is also probably one of the best salespeople I know. So, Ed, we sort of asked him, you know, how do you get better at selling this stuff? And Ed gave us some tips on that, too. So I highly encourage you, if you haven't had a chance to check that out. Ed is always a great interview, great information from him. So thanks again to Ed, man.
Yeah, it sure is. And I agree with you 100%. Knowledge is something that, you know, you get through experience and, you know, it's great to have great mentors, like you always say. And, but, to have those consummate traits where you can actually do it, you know, he spent time in, you know, in the field, literally as a mechanic. He's a mechanical engineer degree, and so that really is a good synergy there. And then he went into sales, and he really knew his products well, and he knew how the equipment worked. So, I mean, he always gives us good ideas. And if you ever need a big help on a presentation, Ed has come in several times to our area and had been – he was the one that basically turned the tide and helped us win the victory of, you know, or get the sale or get our contractors, you know, the job. So,
So Ed's like the closer. You know, did you ever see the movie Pulp Fiction? Remember Harvey Keitel's character, sort of the fixer? You know, you call this guy in when you need somebody to fix things. And Ed can do that both technically, but more importantly, Ed can do that in terms of like you say, helping you close the sale, which is a huge deal. Right.
So, because some of the bigger customers, they're so concerned about the, especially when you talk about the silos and you're talking about the what's coming. Remember, we had all the issues with Windows and how Niagara, you know, to have somebody that knew what was on the roadmap and when it was coming too was a very formidable partner to have in some of these critical presentations because, you know, there's just so much technology afoot and they're all, you know, progressing at different levels. So when you have the ability to know from a corporate perspective what's happening with the different people and the different software companies and where they're all going to intersect and how N4 kind of brought that all together. So it's a...
And Ed's kind of like, you know, Niagara is like edge to enterprise and Ed's kind of like from the field to the boardroom, right? He's got a foot in both places. So he rocks and rolls. And hey, speaking of cool stuff, Kenny, we got a sponsor this week. It's Control Trends Awards time. So who is our platinum sponsor that is sponsoring this week's episode?
Our platinum sponsor of this week is Belimo, and Belimo has got a lot of wind in its sail too. Lately, they just launched a new and improved website, and they're inviting everybody to become more acclimated and accustomed to it. It has a lot of technical information, and they have a fabulous training center too with a host of videos. So if you have some time, you know, check that out. Use the hot button on Control Trends. It'll take you to Belimo's site, and from there, you can see some amazing you know, engineering videos they have for the sensors. Congratulations to David Alaban. He's really building out that line, and we'll be speaking with him in the near future. You know, of course, the Belimo Energy Valve, the Quick Connect Valve series, and just a whole bunch of good stuff from Belimo. So thank you very much, Belimo.
Thank you, Bolimo. And so speaking of that, Kenny, let's talk a little bit about the ballots. There was a little bit of confusion, we think, from some people on the ballots. So just we'll kind of quickly go through that and go through a couple of new categories that we think are critical. So I think the first one, Ken, is the fact that the way this works, we got a nomination period. It'll probably end right around Thanksgiving, okay? And then we'll collect all the votes from this, and the top five or six in each category will become the finalists. And then we'll reissue the ballot again with the finalists, but we'll also give the folks that are finalists an opportunity to, you know, come on Control Trend so you get a chance to see them or hear from them and make some informed decisions. But right now, the nomination period, look, you know, it's we want to get the ballots out there. You can copy it. It's right there on Control Trend. You can copy that link to the ballot. You can send it out to your network. So we encourage you to do that. Again, the top five or six vote getters in each category go on to become finalists. And a couple of key categories, new categories this year. Mm-hmm. The number one being the Enlighten or Open Consulting Engineer of the Year Award, the engineer that's really sort of understanding the new realities, if you will, that's understanding open systems, is understanding how to network those systems together. And we want to start to acknowledge those folks. So if you know one of those, if you go to the ballot, you see there are not that many there right now. We know there are more out there than are on the ballot. But use that other. You'll see there's an other where you can write a name in. Use that other, write them in, and write the name of their firm and their location. And we'll rock and roll with that. The other thing you can do is you can nominate up to three people per category. Okay. So if you can't decide, for example, between, say, Honeywell, Johnson, and Siemens, what the nomination period, vote for all three of them if you want to. Okay. But where you could vote for two that are already on the ballot and then add one in the other category. So now's the time we want to get as wide sort of a representation, if you will, of all the great people, products, and companies in our industry. And like I said, they'll get narrowed down as we go through the nomination period.
Well said, Eric. Yes, and it's good to see we're starting to get a more engaged response, and we're seeing the ballot, the names build. So everybody is contributing, and we update those, of course, every 5 days. So it's going to be exciting because there's just so many good technologies out there, so many good solutions. The executive core, we've had some changes. New people, some of the great ones are out, some of the new greats are in, and we're going to get them recognized. Some of the just the products are amazing. I don't want to tip the hat to anybody, but we have so many impactful products in the wireless world, in the solutions world, and in the programming world, and then we got interesting companies like Optigo, Optergy, just all these new solutions that are coming in that are the new innovation. So to your point about the new categories, we also had in addition to the Progressive Consulting Engineer of the Year, we have the Building Automation HVAC or IoT Trainer of the Year. That's a new category.
Good one. Yes, very good.
And so that, and then we also have we changed a couple categories, but one of probably the most important one for the marketing people out there in the sales force is we now have the Control Trend's Most Impactful Marketing Collateral. So that could be either a video, it could be
a rollout, right?
Yeah, presentation. Let's see. So it's going to be a very interesting category because again, it can be interpreted by different people doing different things. It could be a people presentation type of thing. It can be a great flyer. Some of the things that people do to help us market and sell our business.
Agreed. So again, any feedback you want to give Ken and I on that, please reach out. We got our Control Trends Awards at Gmail email address or whatever the email is. We'll put it in the link. And you can reach out to me again, or you can just reach out in comments and do that as well. So, Kenny, we had quite a few posts this week. So what do you say we get to it, big dog?
We sure did. The first one was one by Brian Turner of OTI, and that was entitled The Role of the Master OT Master Systems Integrator. So operational technology is the buzzword. It's become an important trend, both in cybersecurity, to identify the difference between operational technology and information technology. And the point that Brian's trying to make, it's a great paper, but a quick synopsis is that there can be a lot of things that can go wrong. There's challenges because we sometimes don't understand that IT is a very important colleague of ours, a very important ally of ours, not an aggressive competitor of ours. And sometimes there's a chasm that, you know, it makes things difficult and they shouldn't be. So when you rethink it, the MSI has been elevated to a role that is now going to be the interlocutor, the person that goes in and makes sure that things do work out and does have a cybersecurity interest. Sometimes I think the tendency is to ignore it, you know, and make it somebody else's problem, or the operational technology guys, our contractors and integrators, just put that over to the IT guy and let them figure it out, rather than making sure we're taking those cybersecurity measures and putting them into the OT side of the world.
Very cool. Now, did you just use the word interlocutor?
Interlocutor.
Mm-hmm. Interlocutor. Now, did you just make that word up, or is that? I've never heard that term before.
Huh? Oh, it's a good one. Yeah, it's the people that go between and they interlocute.
That's a great word.
Bridge of communication.
It's a great word. Well, you know, I mean, it's a great word. And if you listen to people like Scott Cochran talk from Cochran Supply, one of the bright minds in our industry, and Brian Turner is obviously echoing this. I mean, there is big money to be had being an interlocutor. I'll never get that right, but you know what I'm saying.
Interlocutor.
Oh my gosh. My kids ask me what I do. I'm going to say I'm an interlocutor.
There you go.
But there is big money to be had doing that, because I think, you know, if you sort of have that siloed sort of thought process, and I'm just going to do my part, somebody else can do their part, and if it doesn't work, it's the other person's part, other person's fault.
Right.
Then, you know, that's, people are just not buying that anymore. They want somebody who's going to step in, take responsibility, be the interlocutor, and make it happen. So big money to be had there. And guys like Brian Turner and Scott Cochran and Ted Haupt from Hepta Systems and our boy Jeff Haupt here. I mean, that's what they're doing. So I think you're going to see more of that instead of less. And the other thing that's kind of cool about it too, Kenny, is if you can't do it all now, and we've talked about this ad nauseum on the show, one of the sort of the new realities is there are people out there that will work with you on individual parts of it. For example, Hepta Systems, you know, Ted and Jason and those guys will come in and do that sort of integration at a higher level if you need that done. You can do everything else. They'll just come in and connect the pieces. But you as an integrator can take that responsibility, be the one that steps up and say, well, why should I buy from you versus the next guy? Because they got a lower price. You go, yeah, but are they an interlocutor like me? Right.
Well, you know, it's so true. And that's part of the changing the trends that we've seen is that we used to work in kind of a sweet spot style of business where you knew exactly when things were in your sweet spot. If it was a little bit to the left of it or a little bit to the right of it, you ignored it because you just wanted to focus that Pareto rule and that 80% of your efforts going to that 20%, that the dynamite circle zero of your sweet spot. Where now we don't have that luxury anymore. We have to take a look at what's close to our sweet spot, to the left and to the right. And sometimes it means working in the capacity of you know, a limited nature, or inviting people that have certain capabilities that you don't have inherent to your organization for the period of time to get that business. And so what that does is that's sticky, because you learn a great deal by involving other people that are really good at this stuff, just like at training and sales and anything else. You see people how they do integration and how they do their networks and their preference to do certain things certain ways to make sure they don't have any network issues. And you just learn a little bit more about the business when you work alongside of somebody that may have you know, more experience or higher skill levels than you, or have a whole team of people that are in you know, like ITs and networks. If it wasn't for Brian Turner and Scott Cochran, we probably would have never focused on becoming, you know, learning about networks and learning about routers and learning about, you know, VPNs and different stuff, you know. But, you know, now it's pretty second nature. And so it's time to go to the next level. And that is that getting that single pane of glass work seat where you've got all your systems at your fingertips, and they're smart, and they've solved all the issues with the web browsers. You know, we've made a lot of progress the last 2 or 3 years in our industry, and it's to do with a lot of sharing.
Well, and I think, Kenny, too, the other thing we talk about is a lack of time and attention and access. So is my brother has a definition of a consultant, which is somebody that knows 9,900 different ways to make love but doesn't know any women, right? So what I'm saying, I think where the opportunity is for somebody that maybe is not technically, you know, feeling like, boy, I can't take this on. Again, we can make the connections with people. If you know the girls, we got the people who can come in and show you how to make love to them, right? I mean, guys like Ted Halp and guys like that and Jason, they'll come in a heartbeat and work with you so you can provide it. So again, at the end of the day, I think what it's coming down to is if you have the relationships, don't discount your relationships. Those are probably, that's the gold you're going to, the currency you're going to trade off of. And now it's just a matter of thinking a little bit differently and realizing that what the marketplace is wanting is somebody to come in and become an interlocutor.
Oh, you got that down. You got that nailed now.
I've just never heard that word before. I love it, man. I love it, love it, love it, love it. All right, Big Dog. Well, listen, speaking of HEPTA Systems, Mike Reed from HEPTA, they've got a really cool thing they're offering in addition to the panels that they offer, like the Niagara panels with the Jaces in them. They'll put any brand of Jace you want in. Basically, you just wire it up, and they can offer different levels of service there too. But they're also offering pre-built analytics packages, right, Kenny?
Yeah, they have a tremendous staff, and you know, when you go ahead and it's like once you build a big house, you can build smaller houses easier using the techniques and the knowledge learned from the big house. You know, when you integrate some really sophisticated projects and you really get the network issue to, you know all the kind of, you know what your worst case scenarios are, and you work from there. You make sure that things are done certain ways, and the sequence is always, you know, maintained, and there's no gaps, you know, between you know, one part to the next part, no misunderstandings. So they will come in and really give you true analytics at a smaller level that's affordable. So I think our big issue many times is that we all wanted to be, you know, master of all trades, and you can't. So you wind up becoming a jack of all trades, master of none. But what happens is when you work, in a capacity where you know you're the local contractor, local systems integrator, and you're really good at what you do, and you've got a great rapport with your clients, but then they want something that you don't have. You can't hire somebody to go in and all of a sudden inhale Sky Foundry and start doing Sparks and start doing analytics and start really tying it together. But what you can do is you can use temporarily or contract out the services by the hour or by the project from people like HEPTA Systems that can come into your area, work right with you. And like you said, it's an integrity economy. So they're not trying to take your business. What they're trying to do is keep their people busy, number one. You know, so obviously they have a, you know, business interest and a stake in the game. But number two is that they're building clients that are more than one project now. So when it worked well with the project A, there's a very strong likelihood it's going to work well with project B. And all of a sudden you're selling these capabilities along with your capabilities. So there's a synergy that's occurring. Yeah. And it's happened very rapidly.
Yeah, it has. And I just think that's a new reality that, you know, it's who you bring to the dance that counts. And you just got to bring somebody to the dance because you can't dance alone anymore unless you're a very rare breed. But I think Ted Halp and even, you know, AI will tell you that they can't do it all either. I mean, they might be able to do the high end stuff, but they just don't have the manpower or whatever to maybe do some of the other stuff. And so what was the other word that I never gave? Co-competition.
Co-opetition.
Yeah, type thing. So
co-opetition,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, Big Dog. Well, let's move on to the next post, man.
Well, it's Controls Group North America, CGNA, turns things upside down. And this is a cool post, but just really quickly, the meetings that CGNA has are typically twice a year, unless something hot comes up and they need to meet for a quick huddle. But this was in Chicago. It was September 7th and 8th. It was called the Fall Synergy Conference, and it was all about engagement. That was the theme. It was focused on a very elite event to connect and engage the member distributors with the preferred vendors of this top controls group in the industry. Some very prominent people there, Scott Cochran. He was a keynote speaker. We all know how it, you know, he's very enthusiastic on a new style, a new thing. He thinks, that it was, when you talk about parts and smarts, it's a new explanation. So he does a presentation called From Parts to Smarts, and what he believes is going to go on in the fast-paced world of intelligent commercial buildings. So it was a great presentation. Then we had some other people. And then we had a great vendor show. They did this thing called the inverted vendor show, where instead of the CGNA members, the distributors going to a fixed table to talk to, you know, the preferred vendors, you know, one after another, Johnson, say, EZIO. It was the vendors came to the distributors. So they reverse engineered the whole engagement process so that the distributors couldn't decide which ones they were going to go to and not go to, but vice versa. The vendors could now go to those distributors that they wanted to see or haven't had any experience with, or wanted to do a quick checkup or say hello or whatever. So It was a great show.
Well, and I tell you what, my favorite thing, I don't know if you caught this or not, but whoever the chairman of the systems committee was just outstanding. What was that guy's name who did the systems committee?
I was a stand-in. There's a gentleman from Florida.
No. Ken Smyers did the systems committee meeting, which is all the building automation systems, did an outstanding job with that. Again, I think we mentioned CGNA a lot because I think no matter what profession you are, as my teacher Marshall Thurber once said, together we're better. And, you know, being affiliated with an association like Controls Group North America, both for the vendors and for the distributors, we're all trying to get better. We're trying to learn and face the new realities. And that's what a lot of this was about. So, all right, buddy, what was next?
The next up, we have CompuTrolls releases LX to replace flagship X-Line controllers. And we had an interesting interview with the co-owners of CompuTrolls and Scott Holstein, the marketing manager. And here's a company that's kind of flying underneath the radar. In other words, rather than trying to go out there and hang with the big dogs and do the mass marketing on a national level, they kind of pick and choose their markets and their team of integrators and installers, and they've got a very successful formula working at a very successful rate. In other words, after we got to meet these guys and take a look at some of the very large projects that they're doing and the clientele that they have, it's, you know, they do a lot of the chain people. They do a lot of real estate companies that have various real estate properties in various parts of the country, and then they build from there. But they're real happy to introduce this new LX controller, which is designed to be a drop-in replacement to their classic X line, and it's 100% backward compatible, and they have the same point count versions 8, 16, 32, and 64. But probably the coolest thing that these guys do is they offer a lifetime warranty on their controllers, which I don't think anybody else has a lifetime warranty. And the reason why is they're so confident in the products, but they also know what the possibilities can go wrong. In other words, they isolate the programming, and they know the do's and don'ts. They have a great wire check that electrically probes all the screw terminals before initiating control, and it avoids a lot of cost mistakes during the installations. They've got some really neat products and some great people.
Well, they do, and of course, you gotta love these guys. If you heard the interview, you know, it's two brothers, and they were basically out in the field servicing other people's systems. And I think this is baloney. We can do better ourselves. But probably what happened, knowing these two guys, because they're characters, I really enjoyed these guys. We got to get them back on the show. Probably what happened is they probably complained to some vendor about their product, and the vendor probably said, well, if you think you can do better, knock yourself out. And they did. So I think, you know, you talked about the integrity economy and, you know, people dealing with people. I mean, these are the type of guys, man, they're going to guard you with their lives. And I think, you know, their customer base shows that they've got a successful formula. So check those guys out. Hopefully they'll be at the Control Trends Awards. It was Roy and his brother. If you get a chance to meet Roy and Kevin, I think, if you get a chance to meet these guys, of course, Scott Holstein, you'll see a lot of his stuff, not only on Control Trends, but automatedbuildings.com. But hopefully you get a chance to meet these guys. They're awesome dudes. So unfortunately, they're in New Orleans, so they got to root for the Saints. But all right, buddy, what do we have next?
Next up, Eric, we have another one of our platinum sponsors, Johnson Controls. And again, it's exciting to see the renewal process continue. Four of our posts are all about the new same great company, but with a new change out in its relationship. We talked about Blimo formerly with their change of website. It's new. It's improved. It's global. It's one website for all markets. And Johnson stepped up and released, they now have a great newsletter. We got this by means of an email, e-letter. And Johnson Controls reaches out to their valued ABCS channel contractors, their ABCS distributors, and their Points Plus contractors, as well as their AWR distributors with a new ULearn. It's an interactive web platform where employees, distributors, partners can view instructional videos. This is up and running now. All you have to do is register. But it also has the very important stuff. So when you're a technician or you're somewhere and you're caught in one of those voids where you can't remember how to do it, or you lost your installation information or whatever, you can go on site. You can do a refresh before you go out to service it. If you're on site, you can revisit the information, instructions on how to do something and do it right the first time and don't take any chances. So it's great, great refresher thing. But they also have coupled more things into this new website. They have the HVAC Navigator, tips and tricks one-stop shop for product and industry expertise. They have the introducing Verisys 2.0 control systems for light commercial and mid-market applications. And we all know that the Verisys is one of those race to the small space contenders because offer incredible, you know, web support or web, you know, enabled controllers at a really reasonable cost, and it's hosted by Johnson in the cloud, and they give you access so you can be a big league contractor or provide big league contractor services at with a minimal investment. So it's a plug and play solution that has the latest and greatest smart equipment technology. And there's more. So, I mean, take a look at the site. There's a great we have all the hot buttons. It'll take you to Johnson's site. There's after you see a learn more, hit on that learn more, and that'll take you to that, you know, a deeper dive into that particular section. But well done, Johnson Controls.
Well done, Johnson. And what's that song? 867-5309. Call Jenny, right? Our friend Jenny Stent, one of the top execs at Johnson. I mean, she rocks and rolls. She's on the nomination ballot for the Control Trends Woman of the Year this year. So good stuff there. And our buddy Chris Eichmann. Hi, Chris. Hope you're doing well. He's traveling around the world these days. He's become a globetrotter, but one of the great folks there. So Johnson's just got a good team of people, Kenny. And I think the thing about them is, you know, they got some new folks, but for the most part, it's a veteran lineup, right? I mean, the people mm-hmm. come to Johnson, they tend to stay there a long time. They're doing a lot of good stuff. So congrats to JCI.
Hi.
What do you have up next, big dog?
Next up, we have Lawnmark e-newsletter, September 2017, Empowering Intelligent Control Networking Solutions. And just when you think you've heard the last of something, we get another surge coming from Lawnmark International. Just briefly, Lawnmark International is a member-based nonprofit organization that supports open multi-vendor integration of interoperable systems for products based on the ISO/IEC 14908 series of standards in the lighting, building, smart city, and industrial, and many other industries. So this was another cool thing. Again, our social media is kicking back up. We introduced that whole trend probably, you know, when it came out heavy 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and it kind of softened up a little bit. Everybody got kind of, you know, rattled by it and, you know, made an entry or an attempt and then kind of backed off. But now we're seeing everybody coming back with a certain amount of mastery. They really know what they want to do with their websites. They know how to steer. Honeywell recently came out with one too, but this is a very nice connection to Lawn. All the quick connections, like quick buttons, like in the September issue, if you hit it on our Control Trends post, it takes to the issue, and then from there you can go into any of the categories. It's a very nice, very drillable site, and I was very impressed with Lawnmark International that they're really doing well. Perhaps not in North America, but I assume they are. I don't know.
I think it was more of a European thing. And I think the thing is, too, Kenny, is the people I know that are in the lawn, I mean, they are big time in the lawn. I mean, it's fighting words. You try to use one of these other protocols with them, and they're ready to throw down with you. So I guess what we'd like to say from the Control Trends community, if you know somebody that's involved with lawn, and we'd love to get more lawn on Control Trends. So if you know somebody out there that's a player with lawn and would love to come, we'd love to have you come on and talk about lawn and the merits of it. Equal Opportunity Broadcasting Service. That's us, baby. And if you have anything to do with controls, or even if you don't, if you're interesting to talk to, we'll talk to you most likely.
Well, it's a really neat site too. And what I liked about it was the history and then the calendar of events. So they're very active. If you go in there, it doesn't look like Lawn's losing any ground in a global view, because they had one of the original lawn companies, one of the first companies to produce a product using the standard. And then in Germany, Lawn is huge. And that was where the first use of Lawn as an application.
I know Loytech is a product line that we handle, and it makes just great stuff. And they'll do all the protocols, but they prefer Lawn. You know, gentlemen prefer Lawn. I don't know.
You try. That's a good stretch.
There you go.
I like it.
I'm working on it, man. But we'd love to get somebody from Lawn on here. And of course, our friends from BackNet, they're pretty active on Control Trends. They're always, always, always welcome. But Kenny Smyers, man, I tell you, this is old school. It's just like the old days. And I go, what do we have up next, Kenny? And you go.
Carrier launches a new digital solution for commercial HVAC systems. Nice. Now, this again, this is another a surge by Carrier that I think they looked around. They see the competition's very aggressive, and they're utilizing the relationship, the digital relationship that they have with their community. But more importantly, was I think they have a new attitude towards it. So the customers that are using Carrier, and they have some very large deployments. Carrier was the father of air conditioning, and we've done some posts on that in our historical blogs. Just Google Carrier on Control Trends, and you'll see a lot of good posts about the old school stuff. But the new Carrier Smart Service now has visibility into their system performance and energy usage through a new equipment dashboard and mobile application. So it's talking smart devices. In addition, they'll have access to an online community portal that will help them manage the service and maintenance activity of their HVAC assets. So these large mush market customers will have greater connectivity and system insight. Building owners and facility managers will be much more proactive in increasing the performance and efficiency and uptime of their system. So as we all know, Carrier is a world leader of high technology heating and air conditioning and refrigeration solutions, and is part of the UTC Climate Controls and Security, which is a unit of United Technology Corporation.
I'm just surprised. No, we I don't think we've ever had anybody on from Carrier to the show. Would love to do that sometime. So again, if you know somebody at Carrier, tell them, hey, Ken and Eric want you to come on and do an interview. So,
Last ones we had was the Daikin folks, and they were doing some really neat stuff. And
they got so damn successful from our interview, they just started ignoring us. Kevin Fasinelli, we call him the Darth Vader of the controls business.
Well,
I'm not your son, Kevin.
Kevin's a smart guy.
Lindsey Baker from Comfy.
Yeah, and the gentleman from
Cisco.
Cisco. Yeah, you get a great memory. And the other gentleman was from Iconics. That's all in a post somewhere. But our next post is another Ken's Calendar post about, kind of keep track. A trend that we have is to go to meetings and get smart quick. Take the Cliff Notes style on keeping your professional certifications, your CEUs. There's these summits that come up, whether it's particularly a manufacturer vendor or RealCom, IBCom, or Link Spring Exchange coming up. You go there, and what happens? Or Cochrane Supplies ControlCon 2017 was another place where I was just amazed by the amount of wisdom and the ability for these great speakers to project, to pass on very vital information about what's going on, what's working, what they see as the next trends coming in the future, and where to start putting your chips early. Well, SCADA technology, and we all know that SCADA is more for the big automation world compared to our HVAC. Well, those lines get a little bit smaller, but they have a summit that's coming up October 4th and 5th in Denver, Colorado. They had a registration incentive. If you registered early, you may have gotten a little savings on it. They're of course focusing on remote monitoring and automation technologies. They've got some great speakers from Southern Cal Edison, Newton Evans Research Corp, Siemens, FreeWave Technology, UTC. We just mentioned them, the FCC, and many, many more. So it's all focused on the latest advancements in SCADA and supporting ICS technologies that provide control and connectivity, security, and data acquisition to the critical infrastructures and industrial environments.
Cool stuff. You know what we hadn't heard from a while, we need to give him a shout out, is our friend Ron Zimmer over at CABA, yeah. Continental Association of Building. And I mean, he does some great stuff too. And I think I got a conference coming up. So we'll make sure everybody's informed of that when it happens. We need to get him on the show again. He's always a good interview.
Yeah, he's a good speaker too. He's a very, 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 very knowledgeable guy. And he travels all over the world. Every time we see him, he's coming back from something in Dubai or something in India or somewhere,
Speaking of India, we haven't given our boy Samir Pratham a shout out, man, over there at CCI in India.
Well, he's going to be on the show next week.
I'm not going to be here next week, but
it'll be
you and him doing control talk.
No, we're not going to do it without Jared. Come on now.
We'll get him on.
I can't run those cameras. You know that.
Yeah, Samir is a systems integrator in India. He runs our Control Trends India site. And we've got a big following in India. So let's shout out to our followers in India and tell them how much we appreciate them.
Right, right, and we have a couple. We have a couple, just to give people a preview of who we have lined up. And if you want to be, you know, interviewed on Control Trends, you know, please reach out to Eric or myself. And we'll make an arrangement. But we have some scheduled interviews with Steve Gazalimian, Scott Cochran, Brian Turner, Ken St. Clair's October editions coming out here real soon, in a couple of days, and then David Allen. Yeah, so I mean, we got some great
and Wayne Tai, I think, and Ping. I mean, listen. And we hadn't heard from our friends at Iodium in a while. You guys need to reach out to us. And yeah, I think the thing is, you got to remember, you know, and bear with us a little bit, because Ken and I both work all day, every day. So unfortunately, a lot of the times it's like right before we cut the show, we're calling people saying, hey, can you be on the show? Or we'll have a guest lined up. And because they're working too, sometimes last minute, hey, I'm so sorry, I got to cancel, this came up. But we're never endeavoring to do our best. I think, you know, the feedback we've gotten from people that have been guests is it's been a very, very rewarding experience for them in terms of people reaching out to them. So it's a great way to be found. And it's sort of one of our marketing philosophies now at Stromquist and Company. I think it is for you too, Kenny, at DMS Controls. Is that, you know, you got to go out trying to find business, but you also have to be easily found. Because if somebody finds you, you don't have the cost incurred to go find them. It's a lot more profitable that way.
Well said. Well said. And then we have a capital sized post to end our post for this week. I think there's one more after that. You have one coming up on sharpest knives in the drawer. But this is EZIO, and EZIO wants to show you something new and amazing. And you can win a Wi-Fi VAV controller and or a VIP trip to the 2017 Control Trends Awards in Chicago. And we just got feedback from Mike. He said he's really excited. But basically, he put a challenge on to our Control Trends community. It says, with the Control Trends Awards approaching, EZIO wants to show you something new and amazing. Take your chance to win a wireless Wi-Fi VAV controller. It'll get delivered to you, we say in the post here, October 13th, but we always know that it'll be decided, I believe, by October 13th and in the mail. But we want to get the first 25 people that respond to these 8 questions. They're on Control Trends right now. You get a hot button to watch a video on the wireless, but there's 8 questions that you need to go onto Control Trends, onto the website. It's the primary post today, the featured post, and the first 25 people to register and answer these 8 questions correctly will get a free VAV controller, and we will be doing it. So you can put it in the comments section. Make sure you put your name, your email, and preferably a phone number, because we are going to coordinate this for EZIO.
Nice.
But they're really excited about their new product, and they're so excited that they're going to have a contest. Now, here's the kicker. I mean, there's some questions here, and like you said, we got to throw a little bit of curiosity in there and get people to come on that site and check it out. But there's more. The 3 best case studies received before October 30th. Now, again, because of the how big North America is, and you know, there's going to be different you know, speeds that people work at. But basically, there's going to be we have a tentative closeout date of October 30th. We'll receive the 3 best case studies received by October 30th. We'll receive 3 VIP invites to the 2017 Control Trends Awards at the Hard Rock Cafe, which is January 21st from 6:30 to 9:30 in Chicago. And they will be the guests of EZIO, and EZIO will provide flights and hotel arrangements for all the people chosen within USA.
Wow.
So unfortunately, it has to be within USA. We might be able to make an exception with Canada, but the idea is this is an amazing carrot. And all you got to do is the questions. If you don't know them by heart, please visit Control Trends or go to EZIO's website. They're very accessible. Probably most of them are answerable by people that are using EZIO at this time. But wow, that's a pretty, pretty big carrot.
It's a great offer to make it a little bit easier for you, Kenny. Our last post, Jim Steibert, if you're in the controls industry, you probably heard that name. He works with John Donahue at Controls Consultants. Many people think Jim is probably one of the best, maybe is the best VAV control expert on the planet. We filmed Jim in Manchester, England, after he had kicked the tires on this. And he's basically presenting to the group his findings, and you can maybe get some of those questions answered there. So that's be our final post of the week, but check that out as well.
Yeah, Jim is he's a nice guy. He's a smart guy. And again, he has passion for what he's done. I mean, he really enjoys tweaking this engineering. You know, all the, I, I watched his presentation and I thought, boy, is that clever, you know, and it's always clean. He does great graphics and he has a great website, CCI's website that is open. I think most of the time they have demos on there, but that's all Jim's, to the best of my knowledge, it's Jim's graphics and they're really sensational.
Well, and I think the other reason you might want to get on board with this sooner rather than later is the fact that, as you'll see from Jim's video and also if you answer the questions, these guys have got a new spin on VAV, and it's going to be extremely price competitive. And, you know, either you're going to be out there leading the charge in your area and taking advantage of these, the you know, this new technology and these pricing, or you're going to be falling in somebody else's dust. So at least that's my take on it.
Well, I think it's been another great week in the Control Trends world, the Control Trends community. Thank you again for all your support. And we've got a couple of really nice compliments from some pretty high-ranking folks in the business. So we always appreciate that. We're human, too. So, yeah, it's sometimes you wonder if anybody's really paying attention, but then you find out that you go somewhere and they tell you something that you just didn't expect to hear, and it came through Control Trends. So it's always kind of a neat thing.
For sure. Yep. All right. Well, there you have it. Another week on Control Talk Now, your smart buildings video cast and podcast. A special thanks to our guests this week, Ken Smyers and Eric Stromkus.
That's us.
And as always, we appreciate our Control Trends community. So with that, remember, be bold, stay in control, and stay relevant.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers. Nice. All right.